Any commission remarks?
I hate to have to address this, but I'm very disappointed. I've had phone calls and stopped on the street that we have a personnel policy that when you've worked here we should be familiar. And Section 1 through 6 talks about political activity. Section 33.1 talks about participation in it. And as county employees, we know that we cannot go around on county property, traditional building, but a county employee in the daytime try to go there to campaign, hand out material. I suggest that the personnel, the section I quoted, that that be read and we abide by it. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 459484 through 459522, warrants 7420 through 7422. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for June 8th, and executive session minutes for June 8th of 2020.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 8th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for June 8th of 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for sneeze guards, number 202005-449. Morning.
We're here in reference to RFP 202005-449, which was requested by our county clerk, Donna Neely. We received 10 bidders. First one was from Arctic Food Equipment at a total bid amount of $12,643. Gateway Exhibit Services, $17,000. Election Systems and Software, $12,875. Inclusion Solutions, $8,800. 49 Degrees, $22,850. AMI Graphics, $19,835. And we actually received two from Solace Safety Solutions out of Kansas City. They're two separate models. The difference is the pass-through. Model A is a 13 by 13, and Model B is 13 by 23.75. Model A came in at $19,010. Model B came in at $16,510. Next bidder was Versa Products at $30,000 and Pueblo Hotel Supply at $11,025. After speaking with our county clerk via email, she has recommended equally to award Arctic Food Equipment election systems and software, and inclusion solutions.
How many sneeze guards are we talking about?
The bid was for 100 or more.
100 or more, that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the bid pricing is for 100?
That's the total, yes.
For 100?
Yes.
And then if you wanted to purchase more, you could?
Yes.
And what kind of, are these the helmet style?
No, these are to sit on the table. At the polling places.
They could be used in your office also, then, couldn't they? Because they're movable. You set them on the table, and then they could be used in the office at when we don't have an election. That would be great.
I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are there concerns of not being able to get them all from one vendor?
There are.
Then it gives you choices. You can order. There's a big difference in price, but you can order, and if they can't deliver it, then you've got the other one to go to.
Yes.
That's good.
You guys have any other questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to award bid number 202005-449 to Arctic Food Equipment, LLC, Election Systems and Software, and Inclusion Solutions.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Local public agency certification of plans, specifications, and estimates.
Tim's issue.
Got questions on it, or
what do you need from us?
Just to approve it.
Do you want to talk about it first, or I think we know what it is, but
yeah, I'm good.
Do you want to explain what it is? Yes, you can.
It's to do with the Round Mountain Bridge project we got through the BRO for like the utilities. Stating that they're out of the way, that they've checked into all of it, and they've signed off on it on all the clearance and such.
And the four parcels are all been acquired by?
Correct. I'm still waiting on one document. It has been signed and sent by mail, but we have not received it yet for the last of the right-of-way.
Do these documents have to be recorded or anything?
They did not tell me they had to, no.
Okay. As soon as we receive those, will we be going out for bid then?
Correct.
On the Round Mountain Bridge?
Correct.
I guess I did have one question. On the LPA, is that what we designated Jew as, or is that something the presiding signs?
That would be mine.
What was it? What did we just designate Jew as a couple weeks ago?
Unlike the 404 floodplain development permits.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any further questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the local public agency certification of plans, specifications, and estimate for the BRO NBIL B106-001 and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign as the LPA.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amending of the 2020 budget presentation. County Auditor, budget order number 2020-06.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Subject to the approval and authorization of the federal funding certificate, I am presenting you the reallocation of funds within the 2020 budget document. This budget is in reference to the amending of the 2020 Taney County budget. In the matter of appropriations, the general county fund will be increased with revenues and expenditures of $650,000 respectively. These funds are in relation to the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic expenditures Taney County has and anticipates spending to keep and maintain a safe and clean working environment for its elected officials, employees, and continuing services for the residents of Taney County. The election fund will be adding $49,438.20 to the revenues and expenditures in relation to the CARES grant received to prevent, prepare for, and respond to the coronavirus for the 2020 federal election cycle. Also, a new coronavirus relief fund will be added to the 2020 amended budget. This fund will be in an interest-bearing account and will be a pass-through account with revenue expenditures of $6,561,471 from the federal funding grant and a budgeted amount of $40,000 from interest. This document is presented to the Taney County Commission in reference to the amendment of the 2020 budget and follows the guidelines of Missouri State Statutes Section 50.525 to 50.745, the county budget law. And the documentation for you guys to review over.
Essentially what this is we received the money through the CARE Act, so we have to amend our budget in order to receive the money and then turn around and spend the money or distribute it out. So that's essentially what we're doing.
Correct. And according to Missouri Statute Section 50.600, the budget document shall be presented to the County Commission in typewritten or in print form. Copies shall be available for public distribution, and there will be that will be with a public service request from the county clerk's office. They will have this document if one is requested. And then the county commission shall hold at least one public hearing on the proposed budget before final action is taken. At least 5 days' notice of the hearing shall be given, and the hearing shall not be held within 10 days after the budget document is made available to the public.
And you probably made it clear in that this money is for all of Taney County. And it'll be, there's an application that'll be coming out.
Well, that's not part of this. This is just so we can start that process.
Okay, but the budget has to reflect that money is going to be paid out. I'm assuming it does.
Yeah, there's an in and out, both, right?
Correct.
There's an expenditure line and a revenue line.
That's what was read.
The amount I just heard you quote was the $600,000. I didn't hear the rest, but I probably missed it.
Yep, it will be a fund that will be a pass-through for expenditures from the federal funding grant, which would be in regards to what the
$6,500,000.
The guidelines of what that can be used for.
Federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
Did you have an extra copy of that?
I was going to.
Okay.
Can make that, and then also I'm going to give you guys an email.
Thank you.
Have we already notified the, have we done the notification of the paper for the public hearing?
We have to decide that today when the hearing's going to be.